Blog Talk Radio.
We're a nation of haters under their control. To rise up everybody and burn down the system, pay up the exit polls. Wake up the silence, return the air. I'm feeling the love in the silence club. I can feel the space between us. Little Captain and the common man. I must know them all.
Good evening and welcome to the Star Chamber Show, number 56. Yeah, we're getting quite a few of them now. And this is Stephen Zimmer and one of your gracious co-hosts, along with the even more gracious Alexander S. Brown, who is online with me right now. And yeah, he's conjuring up storms in the South as we speak. So so if he drops out, it's because he's causing mayhem down South. But we have a good show for you tonight. It's going to play it kind of nice and easy and loose and have a call-in show for the upcoming Imaginarium convention, the one that Michael West is now banned from, thanks to a good suggestion from Michael Nost. did you hear about that one, Alex? We're joking, of course, people. We are definitely joking. Michael, my co-host on the normal bi-weekly shows that I do here on the Star Chamber Show, is not actually banned, but we'd like to give him trouble because he's going to be up in Cincinnati because he had already committed to Horror Hound that weekend. So, yeah, he's going to be missing. But tonight I get to substitute for Selah Janelle, who actually is judging and running the Masquerade Costume Contest this Saturday. And, of course, that was a big hit last year, and that's Selah's big event, and she's got two great judges who I think Alex knows one just a little bit, J.L. Mulvihill. And then The other is one that we both know, Violet Patterson, who's an outstanding author and guest at Imaginarium and a extremely good costumer. So, we've got – but Selah's prepping for a lot of things tonight. So yours truly is diving in to co-host. Alex has to suffer with me for an hour, and we'll talk Imaginarium, we'll talk Alex Brown, we'll talk all kinds of stuff. So, yeah, let's talk Alex Brown first. I haven't gotten to talk to you live in a little bit because I've been buried in convention business. How have you been doing, man?
Oh, I've been surviving it. Over the last month, I've been juggling the day job, life as an author, life as an editor, and also remodeling my home, which today is the last day of my home remodel, thank God. So now life can kind of start again with full-fledged writing, editing, and day job, yay. But before I get too stuck on myself, I just want to wish Selah Janelle a happy birthday. This week is her birthday week, so just want to throw that out there into the universe and send her tons of birthday love and birthday happiness.
So, yes, we need Brick Marlin on here to sing her happy birthday or something, but or at least play it on the harmonica. But, yeah, he's probably out there doing something crazy like listening to Danzig and writing horror stories. But anyway, yeah, happy birthday to Selah. And, I know hopefully she's having a little bit of fun tonight. I know she's had she's also a very busy person, but hopefully she's actually relaxing just a little bit for her birthday. And, she'll definitely be back on the show here. We got Thomas Erb coming up next show with Michael West and myself, and then it'll be back to you two. So yeah, she'll be back pretty soon, and I'm sure we're gonna have some crazy guests by then.
Oh, yes. And speaking about crazy, Imaginarium is going to be crazy fun this year. And unfortunately, I had to bow out of it. But I'm going to be missing a really great show. Last year was so much fun. The great parties that were after everything was over. It was just awesome. And being able to interview Jeffrey Riddick, that was like my complete fanboy moment where it was like the world just stopped.
Yeah, we are not banning you, by the way, because you have a legitimate reason because of your work situation. But only Michael West is banned. That was a choice by him. But no, I'm kidding. I just love giving Michael trouble when he can't defend himself. We are going to miss you, but we have you represented in a way, because we have, of course, the great J.L. Mulvihill will be there, and she is, you know, for lack of a bit, you know, pretty much like a sister to you, for one thing, and worked with you as an editor at Southern Haunts 1. And then we have the awesome Courtney Weiss coming up here, artist who has come aboard for the forthcoming, which actually is something that's right on the front burner right after Imaginarium, is the approach to Halloween month and Southern Haunts 3. So Courtney will be here, and with Jennifer, actually, they're both I think coming together. I think they're traveling together, and Courtney will have some of her artwork, as I understand it, in the dealer hall. So, but yeah, we're definitely gonna miss you, Alex, because I was just looking forward to kicking back with you, having some maple bourbon, and talking to my good buddy from the South, man.
If I could get away with just faking the flu or something like that for the weekend, I would really do it. But it was actually a thought for a little while there, was just, you know, faking the flu or whatnot to come up there. And then we had a coworker quit on us, and so now there's like no way whatsoever I can do it without like the place just being closed for a day. And if it was closed for a day, I'd lose my job, and I'm not that famous of an author yet.
Well, at least till Southern Haunts 3 comes up, and hopefully, I'll explode, and it'll be fine. Or actually, other book forthcoming that I'm aware of called Looking Glass Creatures, that apparently is quite good from what editors have said. So, we're looking forward to that one, too. So, but, yeah, it's going to be It's gonna be a fun time getting into the groove with you and some new releases, but yeah, we're gonna miss you at Imaginarium, and it's definitely gonna be a cool weekend. We've added some new things. We've got a lot of buzz. I mean, we got a 1K platinum level tournament for Magic the Gathering kind of players that's gonna happen Saturday. So the gaming got a big boost. Got some really good films in the film festival. We got a Debbie Rochon film, Razor Days, that's playing this weekend. A new John Wells film. John Wells is a great actor out of Louisville, and he's got a movie called The Rangers, which is fantasy. And I actually had a chance to see it at Phantom Fest, and it had great elves, orcs, and all the kind of stuff that I love. And it's a really good feature. And then there's lots of good filmmakers, like Charles Schaus is in it, and we've got some new Kentucky blood, like Brandon McCain, that's coming into this. Of course, Matt Riddle Hoover, who basically, owned the award ceremony last year, has got a new one back called Paternity Leave, and that's a feature that he's got. And then, of course, the big rematch with another big award winner, Michael Epstein, and Sophia Cacciola, is they've got their new one, Magnetic, which is going to be playing. They, of course, did 10 last year, and so... Yeah, we've got some returning champs, we've got some new blood, we've got some, real up-and-coming Kentucky filmmakers, and it's going to be cool in the Film Fest. And on the author side of things, I mean, we've got, great imaginators, Michael Noss and Tim Wagner. You won't find, better writing instructors anywhere. I mean, they're top as it gets. And Michael's actually launching a new book, Author's Guide to Marketing with Teeth, over the weekend. And our guest of honor, of course, is the great Laurie Wilde, who is... New York Times, USA Today best-selling romance author, who's absolutely, I'm really looking forward to meeting her in person. She's been just wonderful to deal with preparing for Imaginarium, and can't wait to have her with us. And she's going to do a signing in the Expo Hall Saturday from like 12:30 to 2. We got a spotlighted Q&A with her at 3 o'clock. It's going to be moderated by another best-selling author, J.M. Madden. And, we've got just great authors, great editors, publishers. I mean, it's just loaded this weekend. And, you know, of course, Saturday we moved the awards banquet to Saturday so that more people could participate in that, because we heard that, you know, a lot of people had to travel out Sunday last year. So we did move that back. And then we've got, of course, the dance party and costume masquerade thing going on at night, and Saturday night and Friday night we've got the main event rock show, a three band rock show headlined by Lame, who are the subject of a documentary in the film festival. And if that's not enough, we have best-selling author C.S. Marks giving us a Filk concert on Saturday at 5. And if you don't know what Filk is, it's kind of like folk music with a little humor and with a little bit of sci-fi fantasy kind of theme kind of all woven together, you know, into what is a very entertaining kind of medium. And so, but she's got a great voice. Don't let her tell you otherwise. And she's going to be on. And, I'm going on and on, Alex, but I mean, really, I mean, there is that much stuff. I mean, it really is.
It is. And I mean, also, if you are a new author, if you have already been published or not published yet, this is a show that is very beneficial to you, because I was reading up on a few different websites, and I have multiple publishers that publish me, of course, and I was reading up that it is a good idea to have multiple publishers under your belt. And last year, when I attended Imaginarium, there were a few different occurrences that happened where authors who had already been published were picked up by more publishers, and then authors who had not yet been published were finally picked up for the first time. So it's very true to the sense of saying the key to success is showing up.
Oh, yes. Yeah, and and that's what we hope. I mean, this weekend, I mean, we hope that, you know, I mean, I think, I mean, we actually crashed our web server. I was telling you that story about a week and a half ago. We actually had to move our site to a dedicated server because we've been getting so much traffic. But hopefully, they'll translate to folks showing up and, you know, make this, you know, kind of dynamic environment, you know, the kind of things we saw last year, you know, people connecting, talking, no matter what level you were on, if you're a new unpublished author, if you're a New York Times bestseller, you know, people met each other, helped each other. I mean, there were anthologies incubated. There were people invited to anthologies, people signed to, you know, publish. Yeah, there were people signed to, you know, some publishing stuff. And it was cool. I just want to see a lot of that happen.
And also, let's say that you are an author who represents yourself. You do not have a publisher who represents you, anything like that, and you're looking for sources where you can get some cover art for your upcoming books. Well, there are going to be quite a few artists here, Courtney Weiss being one of them, who is willing to do book covers, so on and so forth, and that's where the whole idea of negotiation comes in, to see what you're willing to spend for a book cover.
Yeah, and Thomas Lampkin, yeah, he's another one that's going to be exhibiting. He's an extremely talented artist, I might mention here. And I am not the one you want to talk to for cover art. but we actually have a caller early on this call-in show, and
awesome.
And she's actually a guest at Imaginarium this year, and she's been a delight to deal with on the approach to Imaginarium, and I finally got to hear her voice for the first time a second ago when I went over to screen the call, and but she's on a lot of panels, and so she's going to be very busy this weekend, and but she will definitely be visible. But this is our new friend at Imaginarium, Janie Fran. Welcome to the show.
Hi, I'm glad to be here. I'm actually an Imaginarium virgin. This will be my first time being there.
You're going to have a great time.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. I think one of the things that has been exciting for me is the fact that there has been so much collegial work in behind the scenes, that we've all had some input in this as it's gone up, and I have been just thrilled to death at the professionalism of everybody, you know, putting this thing together. Just doing the panel schedule had to have been a nightmare for Susan, but she did a wonderful job. And then now we're putting in all the little extras like readings and things.
Oh, it's definitely a huge job. I mean, I've done programming a lot of events myself, and you know, now I'm, you know, Robin and I are tackling, you know, a lot of that and this week, because actually not only was Susan doing the programming, but she was also dealing with some health issues, and she's not able to make the trip physically. We're definitely looking forward to next year when Susan can come back, but we're really sad that she's going to have to not gonna be able to make the trip. She's okay. She just, her just doctor said it, you know, that best not to travel right now. But she did put together one heck of a range of panel topics, and like today, it was so funny on Facebook today. I made a comment about it. But a registrant at the convention actually emailed me, and they're like, "There's a problem with your convention, Stephen." They're like, there's too much going on that I want to do.
That's
a good problem to have. Yeah.
Well, it's true. There are so many offerings for so many different kinds of things. I mean, if you're into gaming, there's going to be gaming, you know, all convention long. And then, you know, there's the film festival, the panels, the workshops, the fun. I'm actually looking forward to the Silk concert. I think that's going to be excellent. And then, of course, the rock concert on Friday night is going to be a bomb. This is amazing stuff.
Yeah, it's going to be. That's been a fun addition, just because it's, you know, last year we didn't have a big Friday night event. That's actually one of the new things. And there was an easy segue with the actual band that's featured in a documentary that's in the film festival to actually be there physically and play a concert. And we've got a real good top-notch lighting sound company coming in, so the presentation's going to be really good. It's in a great venue room, and it's just going to be a lot of fun. And it'll add, you know, like I said, another major event to Imaginarium. And I know that there's a lot of guests that like the type of, you know, kind of harder edge rock that we're going to hear. Like, I know that I've been chatting with Tommy B. Smith and Armand Rosamia and some of the others that, you know, Joe Campbell and others really excited about it. And I think that folks, even if you're not totally into the exact type of music, I think it'll just be a fun party kind of atmosphere. And, you know, and that's the thing that I love about Imaginarium. It's got a balance. It's got all the rich content that you find, and then some. I mean, even more than you find at most writing conferences. But it has it in an environment that's relaxed and makes it easy to meet and talk to people, and provides for, you know, the ability to, you know, really, you know, kind of just, you know, just immerse and not feel intimidated and be a very welcoming kind of environment. I think Alex can vouch for me on that, because last year you saw it.
Yes, and that's pretty much what this con is. It's for anyone who has a fandom, who wants to write, create, edit, it is all right there at your fingertips. And since the sweet individual we have on the phone with us tonight is going to be doing quite a few of the panels, could you please enlighten us on what some of the topics are you're going to be discussing?
I have got a full dance chart. And I'm moderating blog tour do's and don'ts on Friday, and then on Saturday I'm going to be running around with my robes flapping, you know, like at Hogwarts, running from class to class. I'm going to be on the subgenre spotlight, the high and epic fantasy, and then the next one, a race and speculative fiction. Looks like it's going to be a very intense and very informative panel. I've been talking with some of the participants beforehand as a lead-up, and it's been dynamite, some of the ideas coming out of that one. Following that is the LGBT themes in popular fiction. Again, another intelligent, exciting panel. I'm then moderating Companions Need Love, Too, about all of our significant others who have to deal with us and what we can do to help them. Then there is Romantic Suspense, and after that I'm going to play a little while, and then on Sunday I have Troll-Free Promotion. So, you know, I've been doing an awful lot of my own PR, and it's been very interesting. And so I'm, as I've been sharing with some other people and getting their ideas, they are just funds of information. It's going to be so much fun to pick their brains and find out what they can share with the audience.
Oh, yes. And see, this is only a few subjects that one individual
right.
is going to be discussing at the convention, not to mention the plethora of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of other things that will be going on there for panel discussions. And so if you've never been, this is a taste of what you're going to get.
Well, yeah, I regret that we don't have Selah Janelle on the Troll-Free Promotion panel, because for Selah, since her book is about a troll, it's hard for her to have Troll-Free Promotion. Get it?
That would be great. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you
but
know,
as you're saying,
the first convention, actually it was a sci-fi convention I went to back in the 70s in Fargo, North Dakota, believe it or not. And one of the things that I was so impressed with was their keynote speaker was Margaret Weiss, who wrote the Dragonlance Chronicles. And she was table hopping. I mean, going from place to place, talking to people. She made herself available. And I thought, my gosh, she's a published author, a best-selling author, and she's approachable. She's human, and that inspired me. Later on, I've been at other writers' conferences who offer the kind of content we have in the sense that it's solid, good information for beginning writers or writers who've been published for a while. But it's a little bit more formal. And so I like the whole con atmosphere that this one is turning into. And we're going to learn things, we're going to share, and we're going to have a lot of fun.
Oh, we definitely are.
And, you know, that is something that really impresses me. When you have a celebrity who goes around, meets the public, speaks to the vendors, is friendly in the hallways, shows up at some of the after parties if they're able to, and just hang out. And, you know, you get to know them on a one-on-one basis. And that's how the celebrity guests were at Imaginarium last year. They were very happy to answer any questions that one might have. And also they were very happy to serve up advice. And so it was just a very great, relaxed atmosphere. It was tons of fun. And then to top it off with a few drinks and the after party, it just made it all that much better.
Speaking of after parties and fun, we have our film festival commander-in-chief, Eric Jude, actually on the line, ready to join this this party here. Are you there, Eric?
Hey, how you doing?
We have another caller, so the family grows.
Welcome, everyone.
So how are you doing, Colonel?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm really looking forward to Imaginarium. It's a heck of an event. And my absolute favorite thing about the Imaginarium, it's in Kentucky. You know, it's a creative writing convention in Kentucky. You know, Kentucky is a state that is at the wrong end of a lot of jokes about illiteracy.
Right.
Being illiterate. And if you come to the Imaginarium and look around, you're like, you know, a lot of the people are from Kentucky, and there's a lot of people that comes from other states and other places, but they're coming to Kentucky, and some really amazing and talented folks, you know, descend upon Louisville and just top people, and it's really, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, make no mistake. I mean, Kentucky has a great literary tradition. I mean, from poets to, you know, historical writers to, I mean, there's, I mean, you can go on and on and on. I mean, you know, you can go down and check out, you know, often the Carnegie Center in Lexington is doing a lot of cool stuff, Joseph Beth in Lexington, and of course, and, you know, no matter where you're at, I mean, often there's spotlights being shined on it, and that's the, you know, that's the, and we are trying to do that too, you know, as well in our own way. But the literary kind of tradition here is actually very strong, and that, and it runs totally counter to some of the, you know, stereotypes that you hear about Kentucky. And so, but, you know, I think Imaginarium brings it through because we have Kentucky authors of all genres, literally all genres that are there. And, you know, and I'm, you know, I'm proud. Also, I'll give a shout out to Jason Sizemore, who's a phenomenal, you know, publishing mind and editor and writer. He's got a great short story collection called Irredeemable. Out of Lexington, but he's, you know, I always joke, you know, I mean it in a sincere way, but I always joke with him and call him the godfather of, you know, publishing in Kentucky. But, I mean, yeah, we've got some great, great people, you know, that are from the state. And, but, you know, and they mesh, you know, and all comes together, you know, in a, you know, with a national kind of guest list that we have. And it really, really, really is great, you know, the fact what you mentioned, you know, that it does shine a light on Kentucky, and that's cool.
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely. And that's I'll be honest with you, I really had no clue that there were so many talented people in Kentucky and to Imaginarium. And so coming to Imaginarium in 2014 was, you know, quite enlightening, and it was empowering. You know, I was really new to just writing, and I met a lot of people, a lot of awesome people who in many different ways have inspired me and challenged me and assisted me in my path. So if not for Imaginarium, some pretty cool things would not have happened. So, I mean, it is the event you want to be at. You know, if you're a reader or writer or anything with the creative world in general, you're talking about the music concert. My creative arts used to focus more on music, and music is writing. You know, if you write a song, no matter if it's lyrics or if it's instrumentation, so it's part of creative writing. So that's really good that Imaginarium actually picks up on that and showcases that in the form of concerts.
And then, of course, he agreed to tackle a staff position in the hopes of getting a free T-shirt, which he got. And But actually, Eric and his wife Kylie actually ran the film festival last year, and, you know, got themselves roped into being senior staff as of this year. So, they've kind of gotten immersed into the Imaginarium, not just entered it, but kind of immersed in it. it's all those things, and it does draw in, and that's the thing, you know, it's at the center, it's about writing. And, you know, and all around it is, you know, all kinds of other arts kind of get, you know, kind of, there's great segues from the film world with screenwriting and with game design and writing and designing games. And we got some games actually being demoed, new games being demoed by Jeremy Hankey and Corpse Walker are demoing some brand new role-playing games and all, and card games in the gaming room alongside that big Magic tournament. So, I mean, yeah, we got segues from all kinds of different things that, you know, kind of flow back into the creative writing theme. So there's, it's in, like you said, music too, you know, songwriting and lyrics and things like that. I mean, you know, we've definitely got that segue as well. And, you know, with the new concert and all, it's only going to get stronger, I think. So we're excited.
I totally agree. You know, and the film festival, it's awesome. You know, get to watch these films that people produce and make, and it's not easy making a film, and, you know, my hat's off to everyone who has a feature or a short that's going to be in this film festival. So, you know, awesome job for everyone.
I agree. I've attempted making a film before in the matter of a weekend, and even though it was a short film and this bed and breakfast had said, hey, yeah, that's a cool idea, our bed and breakfast is free to you for the entire weekend. Just do what you got to do, and by the end of that weekend, I was pulling what little hair I had left out of my head, and nothing ever came of the film. So for those who can actually do it, congratulations.
Yeah, it's definitely a project. I mean, any film project's a team effort for sure. And but it starts with the screenplay, and that's something that gets lost in a lot of discussion of actors and directors and everything else. But the roots of a film is the screenplay, and that's a big reason we had, you know, the great and awesome Jeffrey Reddick last year. You know, the guy that founded the creator of the Final Destination franchise. And but it starts with the writing, and that's the message we kind of want to get through, is that, you know, whether you're looking at, you know, the comic graphic novel world, whether you're looking at game design, whether you're looking at film making, all those things, I mean, at the roots is writing. And you know, that's something that, you know, we want to have as part of our message, is, you know, that writers are there at the foundation. And I hope that, you know, I hope that eventually comes through, and, you know, kind of, you know, especially in film too, you know, I think screenwriters sometimes don't get quite as much, you know, respect as they deserve. And I think that, you know, that's part of what we're about. So now that I got all serious and all, somebody call a joke or something. but it's true. It really is. And yeah, and that's kind of at the heart of what our theme is. And yeah, and I think that, you know, and I hope that when Janie comes out here, she's on like 8 billion panels, but I do hope you do get a chance to get around and kind of see some of the periphery stuff too. And most of our panels will be over by night, so hopefully you will get a chance to enjoy some of the other stuff at Imaginarium too.
You know what's interesting, Stephen, is I have roots there in the region. I was born in Tennessee, and my daddy was a coal miner down in McQuarrie County, Kentucky, back in the 40s. So, but being up there in Louisville, where Louisville is now, that's all different. I grew up in Cincinnati, and I haven't been really back there in Kentucky in a long time. So it's going to be, I took an extra couple of days, so we'll see if
awesome.
We can see some Eastern Woods again. That'd be great. I'm coming all the way from Santa Fe, New Mexico, so far cry from those Eastern Woods and those roots.
Oh, that's a pretty good distance. I live in Eastern Kentucky. I live in Breathitt County, and
sure.
It's as beautiful as ever. So, my family's coal mining family too. So, yeah, I understand
uh-huh.
your background there, and that's pretty cool. You know.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, the very rare occasions when Eric actually lets me visit him, yeah, I've gotten to hike in some of his lands with him. Oh, man, I mean, you just can't beat some of the scenery and beauty in eastern Kentucky. I mean, it's just gorgeous. And so hopefully Eric won't ban me too often this fall and I can get back out there. But, but you know, I guess he can only handle me in small doses, so... But hopefully, yeah, we'll get. But yeah, it's yeah. But all joking aside, I mean, Eastern Kentucky is just absolutely beautiful, and the people out of Eastern Kentucky. I mean, the talent level is amazing. I mean, it's yeah. You run it. I mean, and a filmmaker this weekend, Charles Schaus. He's right there from Jackson, and so yeah, he's right there next to Eric. And so yeah, I mean, there's so much talent that's throughout this state and in Eastern Kentucky, and yeah, people tend to overlook that just a little bit, I think.
Well, heck, you know, Jeffrey Reddick last year, you know, Imaginator,
uh-huh.
He's from my hometown, you know, he's from Jackson as well, so I mean, yeah, I mean, a lot of talented people, writers, musicians, a lot of really talented musicians here, you know, we have credibility to be in the creative world, you know. But always
like if Kylie would say, you're cranking up the kerosene.
And I always love it. You know, I just want to just shout with joy when I hear somebody originates from Eastern Kentucky. So it's just like, yes.
Well, I just found out you had pretty good pizza, too. Yeah, because I recently had lunch with Eric and Kylie down in Jackson, and they even have great pizza too. You know, that's down there. It's not you always hear New York and Chicago pizza, but evidently I think they need to start talking about the Jackson Peach as well. It's pretty good.
We keep some secrets.
But what are you looking forward to this weekend, Eric, mostly? Because you are all over the place on things. And you've got a few panels, too.
I'm looking forward to some of my panels because I've never actually been to a panel, so I'm actually going to be on a panel, so that's going to be real interesting. But I'm looking forward to it. There's a few of those. There's one, Your Friend the Editor, and that is a panel I'm really looking forward to because when it comes to writing, I'm horrible at punctuation and grammar and all that. Well, I guess the whole Kentucky stereotype thing kind of fits in there, but I don't let it hold me back because I write a story, and I let Kylie, you know, my wife, I let her, she edits my stuff and gets it where people can actually read it, but if it wasn't for an editor, I wouldn't even write because it would just be a lot of garbage and gibberish. So, you know, I want to encourage people to come to that panel. Don't let any fear or lack of hinder you from actually setting forth and trying to write. Find you a good editor and have a good relationship with them, and there'll be times where you may disagree with them, but they're there to help you produce the best story possible. So that's one of the things I'm looking forward to. I'm also looking forward to, you know, just the film festival, and also looking forward to the meeting, seeing the people I met last year, because tons of amazing people, and I'm also looking forward to the new folks.
And your first trip, maybe to the Troll Pub downtown Louisville at some point at the end of the event.
Yes, Troll Pub. Gotta go there. Gotta go.
Oh, God.
For those that haven't listened to us enough, it's like it's one of our Louisville traditions at writing events or whenever we have a convention with Writing Tracks or Imaginarium. I mean, we always tend to find our way to the Troll Pub, which is actually located under a bridge, literally, in downtown Louisville. It's called the Troll Pub under a bridge, and it has a big troll out front that everybody takes pictures with, and it's kind of like a subterranean kind of vibe because it's actually almost like an undercroft location where, you know, you kind of go down the stairs into the basement level, and that's where the pub is, and it's really cool, and they their food actually is fantastic. They have this chicken and waffle sandwich that is amazing. But Alex can vouch for me because Alex has been there.
Oh, God, it was so good. Please eat extra and drink extra and think of me while you do it. Please. Oh, my God. Last year I had the pumpkin beer, and, oh, it was so good, so good. And it went really great with the burger. So, yeah, I haven't eaten today, as you can tell, so I'm kind of, like, living out a fantasy of the troll again.
We'll get you there. But, yeah, that kind of reflects what we're about, though, because that's what happens. I mean, everybody, there's a real camaraderie, and everybody, you know, ends up just, you know, wanting to hang out and be together and socialize, and, you know, it's not stiff and formal. It's a very organic and dynamic kind of feel. I mean, Eric can vouch for that. I know after this weekend, I'm almost positive that Janie will, and Alex can.
Well, last year when I arrived, you know, 99% of people didn't know who I was. They didn't know I existed. You know, I came to help out. And after the weekend, you know, felt really comfortable around these people, and they was very nice from the get-go, everyone. It doesn't matter if it was the staff or it was the authors, the vendors, everybody. It's an amazing environment that makes you feel friendly. And if this year's not the same, it would be just my biggest surprise ever. I expect this year is going to be even better than last year in that regard. So it's an amazing, I can tell you, because I knew nothing. I knew very little people, and it was a really good experience.
Excellent.
Definitely. Now, how did you find out about us, Janie? Because I can't jog my memory just a little bit.
I found out through my publisher, because Music Up Publishing is one of the sponsors. And so I heard the buzz and began to talk with some of my fellow authors at the publishing house. And found out about, you know, talked with Amy McCorkendale and McCorkle, and just a few other people, and I began to say, hey, there's a lot of this coming. This is going to be a good thing.
Yeah, I probably botched your name, but yeah, Barbara Ehrentroy, is that how you pronounce it? But she's awesome. I mean, she has just been so into everything, and she seems like such a sweetheart. And then there's Cyrus Keith is another that I've kind of gotten to know a little bit as we've been going through with the Knees It Up camp, and of course the Mighty McCorkle, who is one of a kind.
Right.
And she's got a film on Friday night that's debuting like a premiere kind of thing at 7. The Muse It Up camp, it's pretty cool. You got a nice bunch that are coming in for this, and
We're coming in from all sorts. I mean, Barbara's coming in from New York State, and I think Cyrus is up somewhere north there. But it's going to be really exciting to have us all finally meet face to face. I've been on Barbara's Blog Talk Radio show several times, and it's been fun. But to actually, hang out. But it's all of these other people that I've been meeting that, oh, you're on my panel. Oh, I found out about this. And suddenly, there's all these private messages going back and forth on Facebook and phone numbers exchanging here and there. Oh, catch me. Make sure, we got to have a drink, that kind of thing. So I'm hoping we'll get a chance to really, hang back and do that.
Oh, you definitely will. I mean, that's exactly what this environment is. Yeah, and I hope you can make the troll pub. I mean, unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to probably try to hit it till Sunday later because I have to be responsible. And I have to watch, watch over the convention until it's over. But it's, I told Eric, I said, I'm taking you and Kylie to the troll pub because they haven't been yet. But I have to wait till Sunday because obviously Saturday is the awards banquet, Friday's opening night, and when you got to wear the hats that I do, I have to kind of stay on point until the end. But hopefully that maybe a few of you can scoot out at some point and check out some of the stuff like that, for sure.
Well, it was really fun too when Armin decided that he was going to do his podcast from White Castles on Friday.
Oh,
I went, I don't get them. We don't have White Castles here, except you find them frozen in the grocery store. But so he's coming up from Florida to do that, too. And I thought, what an amazing time. I mean, that you could bond over White Castles.
Yeah, I think our mom thinks that we planned Imaginarium location at the Crown Plaza because of the White Castle. I think we've gotten tricked into thinking that was our deciding factor, was putting the convention close to a White Castle so he can enjoy it. But he is such a character, and I love Armand. He's very, very dedicated. I mean, he's always running blog posts for other authors on his blog, and just really super cool guy. And he has impeccable taste in music. He's a fellow heavy metal fan, so I have to say his taste in music is flawless. So we can talk about the new Iron Maiden album together and all kinds of fun stuff. Mm-hmm. But he's a very, very talented author. I actually was going to ask him if he could get some pictures of the White Castle event. I keep seeing this picture in my head of like 100 authors just swarming White Castle with Armand. I want to get pictures of that because that would definitely be something I'd have to put on the site.
Oh, it's going to be fun. It really will. I mean, I spent a lot of my life in my other life as I'm a retired freelance journalist, and I spent a lot of my life covering musicians. And at one point, I was living with a musician. And the thing is, They're crazy people, talented, driven, but different. And when I ran into this group of authors and creative folk, I went, oh, my God, they're not serious like all these other people I've been running into. I like these people, And I thought, this is going to be great. It's like hanging out with my musicians like I did over the weekend. So this is good.
Oh, yes.
It's all good.
A very insane bunch, but I tell you, it's, as you can vouch, definitely vouch for me on it, a very hardworking bunch. I mean, it's definitely you have to almost have a sense of humor to be in this career because it's so hard. And it's I think only, in my opinion, I think only musicians probably have it worse than authors and filmmakers.
Right.
But it's, because it's just a disaster in the music world right now, industry wise. But you know, we're only slightly better. But it really is a hard path. I mean, it's not easy, and it's, you know, and to, you know, kind of promote yourself in this day and age is tough, and the burden does fall on you.
Oh, it does, absolutely. And so when you're trying to create your next work because you're driven to write something, whether it's a song or a film or a book or a poem or whatever, you just, you know, but then you get distracted because you have to do whatever it takes to promote yourself. And I just think if we can, you know, have some fun here and share our experiences, we may make that little journey a little bit easier for all of us.
Well, next year, Alex is going to give an Instagram workshop since he's like the Instagram king now.
All right.
I can't help it. I've gotten hooked to Instagram, and then I saw how well it did for marketing. So, yeah, that's my addiction.
Well, I'll have to pick your brain about that at the convention, that's for sure, because I don't know what to use with it. And so we'll need to talk about that.
Pretty much the easiest way to explain Instagram, just in a nutshell, is you do want to do selfies. And also, once you get into it, you'll see that there's like Man Crush Monday or Woman Crush Wednesday or Freaky Friday, Supernatural Saturday. They have all kind of little things out there that cover a great demographic of what people are interested in. And so you kind of play around with that a little bit. You start building a fan base. And what I've started doing is I'll post covers of my books and tell people where to get them. Or I'll do a screenshot of like one of the paragraphs in a story of mine or in a novel of mine, and I'll post it on Instagram and have and tell people, well, here's a teaser for the day from this story or from this book. And you use hashtags with everything, like how you do with Twitter. And so that's pretty much the basis of it.
Oh, dear. Now Eric Jude is probably lining up every shot of himself in suits and getting ready for Man Crush Monday. I know that's happening right now.
Cool. Oh,
Wednesday is always very beneficial to me because Wednesday is Werewolf Wednesday. And since I have a werewolf novel, you know, I'm like, hey, buy Cerinthia Falls. It's a werewolf book. Or, you know, I'll post pictures of, like, some of my favorite werewolf movies or books or something like that. Anything just to, you know, stay in connection with the public.
Great.
Yeah.
Great idea.
You've definitely been active with Instagram. And actually, you're going to be actually doing a lot of Instagram posting during Imaginarium. People are going to be hashtagging and sending you stuff that you're going to be putting out during the weekend.
Yeah. I'm going to be watching Facebook and also Twitter. So anyone who posts photos on there, hashtag Imaginarium, and it should pop up where I should be able to transfer it over to Instagram. For those who have my cell phone number, they'll just send it over to me in text, and, you know, I'm just going to keep an eye on everything, so... You know, hopefully my supervisor doesn't listen to this, but while I'm at work, I'll be checking the phone under the counter and, you know, oh, there we go, another photo. Yeah.
Good for you.
Folks, if you get any pictures of Eric Jude on the dance floor, please Instagram them immediately to Alex because, yeah, we want to make that go viral for sure. So that'll be fun. But who knows?
And
I might actually get out there.
And if you already have Instagram, you can easily just tag me in the photos on Instagram, which my Instagram name is Alexander S. Brown. And so when I see that tag pop up, I can do a share and put it on to the Imaginarium page.
I think we have another caller, actually, I will bring in. I think Eric actually dropped, I think, unfortunately. But we have a caller from the 901 area code, I think it's Memphis, and so we'll take a chance and bring them right onto the show since we only have 10 minutes. You are on the Star Chamber show.
Hey, Stephen, it's Kim Smith.
Yay, it's Kim. Surprise.
Hi, Kim.
Hey.
It's the writer, Gracie. I just want to call you guys and say I'm so excited about Imaginarium. I cannot wait. We're coming in tomorrow, even.
Oh, so am I.
I will see you then tomorrow because we will be relocating our base of operations to Louisville tomorrow. So I'll see you tomorrow.
Well, awesome. I will definitely be looking for you. I imagine we'll probably be in there sometime in the afternoon, and we'll get all of our stuff situated and be wandering around, you know, like tourists do. I've never been to Louisville before, so this will be exciting for me.
Well, the good news is it won't be too tough if you're, you know, once you're on I-65 to get to the site. It's not tricky at all. I mean, it's just right off the exit. So, yeah, I mean, so, yeah,
well,
that's
you know,
not,
and
you won't have to mess with any of the downtown stuff.
I love my GPS on my iPhone. It gets me lost every once in a while, but, you know, it's just an adventure.
And Eric Jude is back with us. I got him live on the phone as well, so he's back with us, just so you know. But yeah, Kim, I've been on your podcast before a few times, and this is your first time I've gotten to switch the hats a little bit. So, tell us about your weekend coming up at Imaginarium and what you've got in store.
Well, you know, like I said, we're coming in tomorrow, and then, you know, with everything kicking off Friday afternoon, my panel schedule is just bulging. I think I'm going to be in like 7 different panels, and we'll also be in the vendor hall. We'll have a table set up for our books and stuff. I'm coming with Linda Rettstadt. She's the author of 27 different novels. So if anybody's interested in books, please stop by our table.
Yeah, and I might mention, too, that the vendor hall this year, that's actually one change I didn't mention. We are opening the vendor hall. The rest of the convention you have to be registered for, but the vendor hall is actually being opened up to the public. So that's going to be a cool little twist so that, you know, fans of authors should not feel inhibited about coming and getting books signed and you know, definitely urged to buy books from the authors of their choice.
Right.
So,
and
it's a beautiful
really
vendor hall.
Panels. Oh, my gosh. The panels this year are phenomenal. I am just so excited. I can't wait. There's going to be an awful lot of great information sharing and networking going on, and so I just look forward to Imaginarium. I'm also going to be booking spots for Writer Groupie Podcast, so if there's authors out there who are interested in some free promo, get with me this weekend and let me book you on the show. I'm bringing my booking notebook, and I've got literature to pass out, bookmarks, business cards, and all like that for the show. So please do stop by, see me, and say, hey, I want to be on the show, and let's pick a time slot.
She is a great host, folks. I mean, I have been on her show before, and she is absolutely a great host. So, yeah, you definitely want to be on our podcast.
Thank you so much. You're a wonderful guest. Well, I'm ready. That's what I'm excited. I'm ready to do some networking and get some podcast bookings done. I might actually do a couple of live feeds just because I can.
There you go. All right.
So when are you pulling out? Are you leaving Sunday or Monday?
Yeah, we're going to try and pull out fairly early on Sunday. Both of us have pet responsibilities, and, you know, we got to get home. And I hate it because I'm going to miss some really good panels on Sunday as well, but, you know, duty calls.
When I finally get free Sunday, it's like everybody's going to be traveling, except for when I finally wrangle Eric and Kylie and head over to the Troll Pub. And it's like, I hope a few people are still around. So we can make a little post-Imaginarium party.
Oh, well, y'all be sure and post up some information about that, pictures or something, because I'm sure going to miss it, and I hate it.
Oh, Eric, Kylie, and I are definitely going to get a picture together in front of the troll. I mean, that's got to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, I will be so disappointed if that doesn't happen.
that will happen.
Well, I want a feature with you, too. I want this new improved Stephen. I want a new feature.
New and improved Stephen. Well, yeah. I'll probably give Eric credit for that because he's such an awesome photographer. But, yeah, he's been, yeah, he took some great pictures of me in the past few months here.
Well,
I have been working out hard. I have been working out hard, and so yeah, I've gotten a lot healthier. So
I know you're looking fabulous, and I want a picture of some of that.
Well, thank you.
All right, Stephen. Well, I'm going to cut y'all off because I need to get off this phone, and y'all need to get finished wrapping up your show. But I will see you tomorrow.
Thanks for calling, Kim. Bye bye.
Okay. Have a good one. Bye bye.
All righty. Oh, she is so cool. Oh, I love Kim. Yeah, she's awesome. Met her at Mid-South Con, I think, is the first convention I met her in person at. But, yeah, it's down in Memphis. But, yeah, she's absolutely wonderful, and I'm glad that she's finally making it. Also, like Janie, this is her first Imaginarium, so that's going to be cool.
Oh, it's going to be dynamite. And I've talked to Kim for a long time, but we haven't really met. And so, about some other things and about just books and things. But there's going to be so many new people I haven't met, and we're going to come away with a whole new bunch of new friends.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, that's the cool thing. And I saw, Alex can vouch for that. I know Eric can vouch for that. But, yeah, watching what happened after Imaginarium over the past year, I mean, it's so cool. And, you know, I'll bring up one example, Jerry... You know, Jerry Benz, you know, from Karen Coyne Press. I mean, you know, he's, you know, people like him. I mean, yeah, I mean, it's just like, yeah, we've all really gotten together. And it's
wow,
just really cool
pretty.
To see how folks have really bonded after, you know, last Imaginarium. So I can only imagine, you know, after this one, you know, hopefully Ben, you know, what looks, I'm always one of those cautious, optimistic people, maybe I'm one of those people that, you know, has to see it, you know, happen before I, you know, totally relax. But you know, it does look like this year is going to be fairly larger. So it's going to be interesting to see kind of see all this stuff play out in an even bigger scale.
Oh, there you go. Well, I'm looking forward to it, and I'll be flying in late tomorrow night, but. Friday, I'm going to be having at it and seeing what kind of mischief I can get into. All right, good talking to you, Stephen, and we will do this. We'll enter the Imaginarium on Friday.
You got it, Janie. Thanks for calling tonight. Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Have a good night.
So, Alex, it's you, it's me, and it's the Colonel. Oh, dear.
And we only have 3 minutes left.
I know. This show has flown by. But,
it has. Oh, my Lord.
But I know Eric's getting revved up to travel westward for here.
Good.
Are you packed yet?
Oh, Lord, no. I like to protect in the last minute, you know, frantic rush to get everything ready and put it in the car so I can sweat and have the extra stress. It's kind of like an adrenaline burst.
Kylie's suitcase is probably already neatly packed and all ready to go, huh?
Oh, no.
No. Oh, dear. Oh, we just got to go down to Mississippi and kidnap Alex really quick while we're before
please,
tomorrow evening.
Please.
Please, of course.
But for those that, yeah, would like to check out Imaginarium, though, enter the Imaginarium.com. And Imaginarium, just to spell it out, is Imaginarium. Because I know it's a, you know, tricky word sometimes to spell out. But enter the Imaginarium.com is our address. On Twitter, it's at ImaginariumCon. And then on Facebook, it's Imaginarium Convention. But, yeah, that's how you kind of can tune into what we've got going on. And I definitely hope you take a look at it because we've got all the content in the world and we've got it in an environment that welcomes all and all levels and is very friendly in a very tolerant, friendly environment. So that's what my piece, and I'll turn it over to you, Alex.
Well, Pretty much, I sold out of Southern Haunts too at the last convention, so I'll need to get a restock from you, and Southern Haunts should be available at Imaginarium, so for those who are wanting to snag a copy, just feel free to go there and check out Jennifer Mulvihill's table. She should definitely have part one with her, and I'm pretty certain she'll have part two